Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Thanks for everyone that is listening in this morning. We know it is Labor Day. Just want to, recognize everyone that put in their time and their labor in the community. I'm a big philanthropist and working with youth in the community. So for anyone that's listening to this episode this morning, we just want to give thanks to all of you, give thanks to all of the leaders in the community that do what you do every single day. Yes, it's Labor Day, and we are still having this talk show. We are kicking off the fall edition, Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, for those that don't know who I am, I'll do a quick intro. I'm Catherine Trotter. I'm an author of my first book of Community Engagement from Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. Published this book summer 2014. It was an awesome addition to the show this morning. Keep in mind, this is also an opportunity that you can share the playback with any other individuals that you want to share this link with. So author, I'm a speaker. I got my start at an early age, honestly, in ministry, in church, and I'm grateful for that start and grateful for the opportunity of what blazed that trail as I was growing up. And I'm also a founder of 2 organizations, House of New Beginnings, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in the Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland area, established that about 13 years ago, and also in 2013 established a tour called the Speak Life Tour, which is a performing visual arts tour that now has traveled through many states. It's a statewide tour, soon to go international in 2016. We've taken the tour to Atlanta, Philadelphia, New York, of course, it was in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, and we're looking to do some greater things next year. So hats off to everyone that is pushing forward and moving forward with what you're doing with your nonprofit organization, if you are the founder or if you're thinking about getting started with one. Today is your day to get started, and that goes a little bit into what we're going to talk about in just a second. Why do we do this? Why are we even having Good Morning to the Leader in You? I think it's very relevant for that topic, because we have to wake up bright and early. We have to get our day started. We have to move forward with what we are doing. And I want to start off the morning with a couple of different topics. We're going to be doing this every Monday and every Wednesday at 9 a.m. It's going to be a 30-minute talk show. So we did it last spring, but now this is our fall edition. We had our spring edition, and now this is our fall edition. You can see actually a couple of the links that we did back from the March time frame. And I will repost those, so anyone that did not have an opportunity to look at any of those, you will be able to catch up what we did in the spring. So, again, every time we have a call, the beginning of every month, I'm always going to introduce a new book. But today I'm going to introduce 3 books. These are the 3 that I'm going to read this month myself personally. 2 I've already read, and 1 I'm going to be reading fresh. So the 2 that I've already read, but I'm going to reread because I think it's pivotal, because we are entering October makes fourth quarter. And we're going to talk a lot about, you know, being a leader in fourth quarter thinking on this call today. So one of the books that I want to introduce to some may know of it, is called The 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player, and that's by John C. Maxwell. Again, The 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player by John C. Maxwell. Pick that book up. Let that be a part of your arsenal for this month. As you are building your team, it doesn't matter what type of business you have, everyone has to build a team, whether it's for-profit, non-profit, and your team, and think about it this way, or even your clients. So think about it from that perspective as you're building your business. Another book that I'm going to reread this month is called The Four Agreements, and this is by Don Ruiz. Again, that's Don Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. And I'm going to be reading a snippet from each book today, just a slither, just so you get a little taste of what it has to offer. And again, that's called The Four Agreements by Don Ruiz. And the third book, which is a new book for me that I haven't read, but I was told that it's an awesome book, is called The 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferriss. And the last name is spelled F-E-R-R-I-S-S. Again, The 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferriss. And again, that's F-E-R-R-I-S-S. Well, that brings us to the point that we want to go into today, some of the talking points that we're going to cover today. This is fourth quarter. Next month, October, is going to mark the fourth quarter period. Now, some of the things that we're going to discuss today is you have to decide to make a decision. And I know I use the word decide and decision in the same sentence. But a lot of times we can decide to want to do something, but we don't make the decision to execute. So in this month, I want everyone, if you haven't done it already, write your strategic plan of where you want to see yourself grow in 2016. And over these next several months, September through December, as you join us on the Monday and Wednesday, Good Morning to the Leader in You, it's going to feed your strategic plan as you begin to build and grow in your leadership capacity. No matter what state you may be living in, because this, again, call is for leaders across the nation to come on, gain tips, but also we will be featuring different leaders across the nation on this talk show. That way you can gain insight from other leaders as well. So, again, as I stated, decide to make a decision. Decide to make a decision on what. One of the things I want to talk about is that you're not normal. Why am I even talking about that? Because a lot of times when people in leadership positions, or you may not be in a position just yet, but you may have that tug that you are called to be a leader in some kind of capacity. Okay, a lot of times we go through that transitional period of trying to assimilate to the norm of society, trying to assimilate to the norm of what is, trying to assimilate to what the typical pattern is already before you or presented. But what I say to everyone that's listening right now is that you are not normal, and accept that. Just accept you not being normal, and then decide to make a decision to execute on your strategic plan. It's something called the law of attraction. As you're going through your process of growing into becoming that leader, and I just want to say this, it's an always going on process. It's an ever-growing process. I know me personally, I never want to get to the place where I got it all wrapped tight and I think I'm at the mountaintop of a leader. I always want to be growing. So I encourage anyone that's listening, also have adopt that same philosophy, that you want to continue to grow in your leadership capacity. Now, the reason why I brought up the topic, the law of attraction, is because a lot of times for those that have already accepted that you're not normal, you've already accepted that you are a leader, you've already accepted and you know what you're supposed to be doing, but you find yourself, you're not attracting to yourself to get your business off the ground or to have the growth that you're looking for, whether, again, it's a for-profit or non-profit, whatever that might be. You're not attracting the funds that you want to attract to your business. You're not attracting the people. You're not attracting the team members. Then it comes to a place where we all have to have that a place of awareness that we have to look inside of ourselves and we have to focus on personal development. And that's another reason why I talked about those three books earlier, because even for myself, I have to constantly sharpen my mind. I have to constantly feed my mind. And you have to push out all the negative that happens in society every day. I mean, you can just turn on and watch the news, and you can, if you want negativity, you can find it. However, you have to push past all of that, and if you want to attract those things in your business model, if you want to attract those things, even in your personal life, what do you want for yourself in your personal life? Even as you're working on your strategic plan for this fourth quarter, right, don't leave that out. You have to have a well-balanced, well-rounded life. It's not all business, but you have to keep in mind, even in your health, you know, making sure your health conditions are in such of a way that you are clear in your mind. You know, myself, I recommitted in terms of, you know, my whole health eating habits, my exercise regimen, and what I'm doing in that regard to continue to push forward with what I'm doing. So it doesn't matter what, you know, your leadership model may look like for yourself. The point is to make a decision and move forward. And when you make a decision and move forward and you decide that you're not normal, you decide to make a decision, it's something magical that happens that you will begin to attract what you've decided. You just will. It's happened to me time and time again. Another thing you have to do when you decide to make a decision is that you have to remove the can'ts out of your life, even out of your own mindset. If there are individuals that's in your inner circle that's constantly telling that you can't do this, you can't do that, you don't have the resources for this, you don't have the resources for that, you don't have the degrees for this, you don't have the degrees for that, you need to get those can'ts out of your life. And if you're constantly spending time with them, they are going to, you know, over time, dilute your vision. Over time, they're going to suck your energy away. And over time, what you want to attract will no longer be attracted to you. Then you will get back into that side of the railroad track of the normal, right? Now, even though you get back on that side of the normal because who you are hanging around, and now you're no longer pursuing your mission for your life, you're no longer pursuing your purpose for your life, you're on the other side of the tracks, but it's still going to be something inside of you gnawing at you that says, this is not my normal. And it may be someone listening to this call that you know you're not normal, but you ended up going back into the place of normalcy because you just don't know how to break through those barriers. One of the main keys for you to break through those barriers is to remove the can'ts out of your life, even if it is people. Now, I know that will be hard. I know it will be stressful. It will be very difficult. But you have to remove the can'ts out of your life. If you want something, you have to go get it, period. There's no excuses. There's no other options. You have to focus on plan A. Don't get distracted by all the things that's going on around you and what people are saying. Sometimes you have to get to a place of solitude. Sometimes you have to break away from the can't people. You know, you have can't people in your life because they constantly talk about what they can't do. And then when you want to talk about what you want to do, they want to cast that doom and gloom on your vision. Well, you need to get the can'ts out of your life. If you have a dream, you have to protect your dream at any cost. It's just like a mother when she's giving birth to that child. Even before she's giving birth, when that child is in her womb, she is protective. She's not going to put herself in just any environment, right, because that baby inside her womb can still be affected by it, still be affected. So even in your state when your vision, your dream is still in your womb, you may haven't birthed it yet. You have to be careful of the surroundings that you go around because you don't want any of that to seep in. Just like mothers or individuals that you know that unfortunately may drink when they're carrying their child, that affects that baby. What are you drinking right now that's affecting your baby? What are you drinking right now potentially harm the birthing process? Because there's going to be a birthing process to your vision, to your dream. What are you consuming right now that's going to kill it? What are you consuming right now that when that baby is born, it could potentially be deformed? It could potentially be blind. It could potentially be crippled. What are you digesting right now? What are you feeding your own mind? Are you constantly telling yourself that you can't do something? Are you constantly allowing the gatekeepers, and I want to talk about that for a second, the gatekeepers are individuals that want to block you. It could be your own self, gatekeepers in your mind, or it can be actual individuals. Let's say you're trying to make a connection or you're trying to make a partnership with an entity that you think would be awesome for what your business model is. But then you have individuals that want to block that. They are called the gatekeeper, but you can get around gatekeepers. It's all about a decision. Again, I talked about it earlier. Make a decision to decide. I don't care what is before you. I don't care what mountain. I don't care what individual. I don't care what lack you feel is in your life. You may need to make a decision to decide to move past the gatekeepers. Decide to move past yourself, even when you feel as though you have the inability to do so. See, here's the thing. You can outwork any inability that you have. It's all about your drive and it's all about your decision. It's about a go-get-it mindset. When I was young and I was growing up, my father had a cleaning business. And in the morning before he went out, he said, I'm about to go out and drum up some business. Yes, he said he's about to go out and drum up some business, meaning that he's not coming back in the house until he made a deal. And that's exactly how my father carried it. He would not walk back in the door until a deal was made. Do you have that type of determination? Do you have that type of commitment level that you're going to go out and drum up some business? that you're going to go out and you're going to make some connections. You're going to go out and you're going to meet some people. You can't meet nobody just staying inside the four walls. You can't meet nobody that way. Now, you got to go out. Social media is awesome, so don't get that twisted, though. I make a lot of connections via social media, but at some point, you still got to have that belly-to-belly interaction with the person. Nothing can replace it. I'm a firm believer nothing can replace a belly-to-belly interaction with a person, meeting them face-to-face, sitting down, coffee, tea, what have you, and just talking and making those relationships happen. As we enter into the fourth quarter, officially starting in October, this month, take the rest of these next couple of weeks to work on your own mental blocks. Yes, work on your own mental blocks. I highly recommend and suggest you get these books so that way if there are mental blocks that you have, they can be removed. I want to read something from The Four Agreements, the book by Don Ruiz. It says, it may exist at different levels in different countries around the world, but fear is controlling the outside dream. Now, when I read that, I had to read it again so I could completely have it clear in my mind as to what it meant. I'm going to just read the latter part. But fear is controlling the outside dream. Okay, let's talk about what that means to me and how it hits you and interpret it for yourself so you can grow from that point. When I read that, what that said to me is the vision that I have, the dream that I have, if I constantly allow the internal fear of the unknown, because, see, a dream, you can't touch a dream. You can't touch a vision. It's not something hands-on that you can actually touch. So it's all futuristic. However, the fear is something more tangible. It's on the inside of you. And sometimes it can create anxiety to the point that it paralyzes you, to the point that you never execute and you never decide to make a decision. Therefore, you never work on your strategic plan. And if you don't have a strategic plan, you don't have nothing to execute on. So there may be some individuals that you know you're a natural-born leader, but you've allowed that fear, that tangible on the inside of you, to affect something that's not tangible on the outside, which is your dream, which is your vision, which is your passion. You might be working a traditional 9-to-5 right now, but you know that it's not your end result for your entire life. Now, I'm not telling anyone to up and quit their job, but be working on your passion, be working on your vision, be working on your dream. Don't let your dream die because of the fear that's on the inside. I love this book, The Four Agreements. You have to go pick that book up. Commitment. Let's talk about that word commitment for a second. When you think of the word commitment, what do you think about? You know, just let that cross your mind for a second. When you think about the word commitment, what comes to your mind? And I'm going to share what comes to my mind. When I think about commitment, I think about forsaking everything else and being laser-focused on a particular decision. Being laser-focused, forsaking everything else, and being laser-focused on a particular decision. And when I say forsaking everything else, and I'm not talking about family and responsibilities that you have to home, no, that's not what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about forsaking everything else, anything that you can drop off your plate, drop it off your plate. I call it trim back the fat. A lot of times we have things that we just do in life, like watching so many hours of just TV. The TV is not putting any money in your pocket. It's not building your empire. Maybe you need to trim back on how much TV you watch. And social media. Social media, I use it for networking. Or are we just on there just scrolling down and wasting a lot of time? What are we doing? And see, it's things that we can trim back from our life, right? And the excuses is one of the things we need to trim back. So many times, you know, I'm a business consultant. And when I start working with a client that wants to start a business, they go, well, I don't have the resources to get started. Really? You don't? Well, let's look at your current budget. What can you trim back? What can you scale off? What can you take off? Because a lot of times there are so many things that you can take off. There are so many things that can be removed that you can then reinvest back into your company. Not only financially wise, there are ways in which you can reinvest back into yourself. Time. It's something that you don't get back. And it was a pivotal point, a turning point, I would say, in my life that I had to come to. It was an awakening point that I had to come to and realize time is something that I'm not going to get back. You know, I just came back from Florida about, it was a couple weeks ago. I went there 5 days, and I had a time to reflect. I had a time also, I'm working on my second book. For those that may not know, it's called Metamorphosis Shadow. That's going to launch spring of 2016. And I'm really excited about that book. it took time for me to compile the thoughts, compile all the content for that book, which I'm in the final phases now of going through the editing process and design. And so some of you may be in that process in your life right now that you're going through a personal editing process in your life, and you're trying to figure out how do you redesign your life. You know you're a leader. You feel that nug. You feel that tug and pull inside of you. You're going through an edit process in your life. You're going through a redesign process in your life. And now what I say to you is embrace it. But what I also say to you is get into a quiet space. Get into a quiet space and realize and recognize who you are. You know, a lot of times we don't know who we are, therefore we can't decide to make a decision, therefore we don't work on a strategic plan. If we don't have a strategic plan, we can't execute. Decide to make a decision. This is Labor Day. For those that's not working, you're at home, you're relaxing, maybe you're going to some cookouts or whatever, but take some time a day to have some alone time. You need some alone time to decide on certain things. Decide on what you need to eliminate. Decide on what you need to keep. Decide on what areas in your life that you need to trim back. What areas in your life do you need to trim back? There were many areas in my life that I had to realize that I had to trim back. Friends, you know, that was toxic, had to go. It wasn't an easy decision. No, it wasn't. We're talking about cultivating leaders. We're talking about good morning to the leader in you. And the reason why I even named the show Good Morning to the Leader in You, because sometimes we have to be awakened to the leader in us. You have to be awakened. And sometimes we sleep on our leadership abilities because we feel we can't, because we keep the can'ts in our own mind and we keep too many can'ts around us, physically people, can't. You have can't people around you. You have gatekeepers that's telling you, no, you can't go beyond this certain point. No, we're not interested in partnering with you because of that one gatekeeper that told you a no, you feel as though it's not possible. I'm here to tell you that it is possible. All things are possible. I want to read something else. I'm going to go to now the book, The 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player. And I love the way John C. Maxwell lays out his books. And this is chapter 5. It says, competent. If you can't, your team won't. And again, we've been talking about can't today. I'm going to read it again. It says, if you can't, many of you may have already passed that phase in your business where you've already identified your leader, you have your strategic plan, you know, you've been working in your business model for some years now, but you find it very challenging in building your team. You may have a couple people, but things are not flowing the way you want it to flow. It says, the quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to their commitment to excellence, regardless of their chosen field of endeavor. People forget how fast you did a job, but they remember how well you did it. You know, some of the things that I think about when I'm building a team, as I've had to build a team, anyone, as you're building a business of any sort, you have to build a team. There's no island business that I'm aware of that is just you and you alone. And as you build, the reason why I think that statement was so profound when it says, if you can't, your team won't, you have to be the first participant in anything you're asking your team to do. You have to have the knowledge. And a lot of times, you know, we want to skip over the levels. We want to skip over the steps, should I say. And you have to build your business, and you really have to touch every single level, every single quarter, every single crevice of your business model. So that way, even as you grow, you may not be handling those capacities any longer, but a new team member may be coming on board, and you will be able to be relatable and connect with them because you went through that process. So if you can't, your team won't. If they can't see you be the first fruit, if they can't see you partaking or even had to go through that process, they can't connect with you. They can't relate to you. A huge part of building a team is that you have to be able to relate. You have to connect. It is a huge learning curve. There's another book that I didn't mention, but I will mention. It's called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of a Leader. The 21 Irrefutable Laws of a Leader is so profound, and it talks about the law of the lid, and you can research that book, and I think that topic in that book is huge because it talks about you as a leader growing. If you hit the roof and you're not growing anymore, you hit the ceiling, there's no further growth, how can you think your team will grow? They can't. That's why I said early on, even myself personally, I always want to stay in a state of growing. If I'm not constantly growing, how can I expect my team to grow? You can't expect your team to go somewhere that you have not been. So you have to first eliminate your chance out of your life. If you wonder, well, my team isn't moving, my team isn't doing this, you might be complaining left and right about your team isn't doing X, Y, Z. Continue to keep that mindset. Your team never will. You have to change your language. You have to change your mental capacity. You have to change your mental thoughts. Your wavelength in terms of what you think it doesn't affect your team, it does. Even if you don't verbally mention it to it, your body language is so, it gives off energy. Your body language talks. This is one of my teaching topics with the youth that I work with. It's called behavior talk. Your body talks when you think it's not talking and your team sees it. They feel the vibration of it. And sometimes you don't get the response you want because of the vibration that you're giving off, even if you verbally never made a statement. Building the team is as important as producing the product. This is another quote that's in the book, 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player by John C. Maxwell. I'm going to say it again. Building the team is as important as in producing the product. Sometimes we get so caught up in the product that we don't build the team or we don't reinvest back in the team. We don't take time to cultivate the team. We're so headstrong in the product that we don't take time for the team. But if you don't have a team, in the way I see it, you don't have a product. Because, again, when you're really growing a strong business, you have to have a team so that you don't have to wear all the hats. If you're wearing all the hats, that's an awakening moment. You know, maybe when you first start your business model, yeah, you're obviously wearing more hats than one. But it shouldn't be that always as you grow your business. Are we 5 years into the business still wearing all the hats? Are we 10 years into the business still wearing all the hats, still can't trust someone else, didn't train the trainer? You know, every business model should have a train-the-trainer program. Always be training someone else to take on other roles and capacities and positions in your company. But, again, if we're more concerned about the product, the end product, versus the content of the company, and to me the content of the company is your people. It's the people. I want to now read something from the book, The 4-Hour Workweek, which I'm very excited about diving into personally, as this will be my first time even getting into this book. I'm looking at something right now which is quite interesting in the book, and I am on page 58, and it says Dreamline. And I think this is interesting in how they've mapped this out. They've mapped it out in such of a way that you determine 3 steps for each of your 4 dreams. It's saying determine 4 dreams that are paramount to you and create a 6-month timeline and take the first step now. Again, now is the time. I don't care if it's Labor Day. Today, take some time to work on your strategic plan. And it says step 1 is having, step 2 is being, step 3 is doing. Wow. Let me read that again. Step 1 is having. In other words, having the dream in mind. Step 2 is being, interpretation, decide to make a decision. Step 3, doing, interpretation is execution. Are you having, are you being, and are you doing? That's the question of the day. We're in the process about to conclude the fall edition call for this Monday. I hope everyone enjoyed what you heard. But, again, I want to leave you with this. Are you having? In other words, do you see that dream in mind? Are you being? Have you decided to make a decision? And are you doing? Are you in the phase of executing? It's super important to be in the phase of having, being, and doing. Again, pick up the book, The 4-Hour Work by Harris. Pick up my book also. You can go online. Let me definitely tell you that. Go to KatherineTrotter.com. My website is Katherine with a C, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Trotter, T-R-O-T-T-E-R. Again, my book is Community Engagement, From Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. This book is phenomenal for anyone just getting started in building your business model. It takes you through the whole process. It's a training book to help you develop your strategic plan. Go to KatherineTrotter.com, and you can pick up that website. Once again, it was awesome connecting with everyone this morning. Good morning to the leader in you. We'll be right back.